Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known, if you know exactly where to look.
Well, thanks everybody for tuning in and listening. And we got Larry on the line. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Oh, just be glad when some of this hot weather and muggy weather's over down here.
Well, maybe that stuff from Montana could move down your way where they got snow. The weather's really something. Well, let's start out with this because this is important. On September 25th, the 5780th anniversary of the day on which Jewish tradition holds the world was created, the Sanhedrin, is holding a conference for the emerging Organization of 70 Nations. It will culminate in an animal sacrifice made by representatives of the nations on the Mount of Olives, in which they will renew the covenant made by Noah upon leaving the ark. Now, you have to understand what this Sanhedrin and Noahide laws really are. Under the Noahide laws, and Larry, pop in anywhere, Jesus, you got to remember, Jesus Christ is considered a blasphemous imposter. Now, here's the problem. Blasphemy under Noahide laws is punishable by beheading. Okay? There's a connection here. And the connection here between the Sanhedrin and the United Nations is not yet quite clear. But obviously, they are getting together. Now, the other thing you got to remember about Noahide laws, it's all made up. There are no such things. And this is part of the Israel coming up for the time of Jacob's trouble, for the time when they will accept Antichrist. And it's just too bad that it's all part of the Matrix, folks, and but it is coming. And the important part for all Christians is that if you worship Jesus Christ, you are guilty of blasphemy, which is punishable by beheading under Noahide laws. Anyway, anything you want to say on that one, Larry?
Yeah, I was just wondering if the term deplorables also fits into that.
Yeah, probably. I'm sure Christians are considered pretty much deplorables. We only got half an hour, so I want to move. Venezuela masses 150,000 troops, tanks, and aircraft on the Colombian border as Maduro says the time has come to defend our sovereignty and the U.S. offers its full support to Bogota. What's going on there, Larry?
Well, what it appears to be is Trump is somewhat allied with the president of Colombia. He's also
right.
Allied now with the president of Brazil, and this is absolutely setting off the Cubans who infiltrated most of that whole region, basically, Chinese and Russians, and I guess it's time for a confrontation because Maduro's sent armor and missiles and troops, and from what I understand, his 150,000 man army is made up of a lot of Cubans and other than Venezuelan troops.
Oh, okay. So if we were to attack, and I did see where one of our top naval commanders said, well, they were ready for anything at Venezuela. If they were given an order, I guess they'd go in. And, of course, Navy means Marines, and Marines are the landing shock troops, basically. Wow. So this could get pretty nasty pretty fast, couldn't it?
Yeah, like right now we need one more hot spot, right?
Yeah, we don't have enough of them already. Okay, here's another one. Heads up, unusual sniffer airplane
flying extremely low, 200 to 300 feet above the ground level over Orange Vale, California, near Sacramento. What do you think they're finding down there? Is this radiation they're looking for? Is this outgassing? Is this, are they using penetration radar to find out if the magma's rising? What do you think this is?
Well, we do know that there have been a number of releases of information about special NOAA and NASA and other planes that are being used over the last 2 or 3 months in that whole region of the western, you know, the Northwest. Apparently, they are also mapping lava movement and lava domes under that portion of the, you know, the U.S. So something's up. Now, it may be involving radiation, too, but there's something really going on that they're not really coming out and tell people because, and they're erasing a lot of the earthquakes now, and a lot of the earthquakes are not even making it on the board. But I think they're trying to keep people from knowing how serious it could get.
Yeah, well, I also understood that China Lake, they had to abandon China Lake underground, that's DARPA, of course, underground testing facilities at China Lake. Now, I don't know if they actually had to leave it or whether that was just a rumor. Have you heard any more about that?
No, I have. They have some people photographed some TR-3B-looking craft that have apparently been taken out of there and placed on some launch sites somewhere. So something's going on. Of course, again, secrets, secrets, secrets in America.
Yep. Lies, lies, and lies, and more lies. I don't think we know how to tell the truth anymore. At least the government doesn't. Trump mulls Orwellian proposal to stop mass shootings by monitoring mentally ill people for signs of imminent violence. Now, folks, you have to understand who decides what is mentally ill. Now, if you go into the latest shrink manuals that they have produced, just about everybody's mentally ill, except them, of course. And the program would try to develop a surveillance system based on predictive tests that don't even exist. It says here, the Trump administration is reportedly considering a pitch from from former NBC chairman Robert Wright, a presidential pal, for a research program aimed at preventing mass shootings by electronically monitoring people who have received psychiatric diagnosis. Well, that's all the American people, basically, according to their own manuals. That Orwellian plan may or may not be defeated by its utter impracticability. Now, what would you say to that, Larry? That sounds like coming in the back door to me. I mean, who decides who's mentally ill?
Anybody but a Christian would be deciding that. The left will be the ones deciding. There we are again. Boy, you don't have to draw a map to figure out where this is going.
Yeah, it's incredible with the red flag laws and all this other stuff that they're kind of secretly working on. And now, what's the latest on the Trump hate routine? I know they're getting ready to impeach if they can. What's the latest going on there?
Oh, yeah, they're starting up their stuff tomorrow, actually. I don't think they want to wait for the next election. I don't expect us to wait till the next election. Something's going on in the background. Michelle Malkin was on Lou Dobbs tonight, and her headline was, George Soros, author of Chaos in America, Behind Open Borders Worldwide, Leader of Corporate Intervention to Thwart Trump. So that, you know, he's basically bankrolling the whole world to bring down. And right now, George Soros is the one that's really moving behind the scenes to remove Trump. He wants to remove the president of Colombia. the president of Brazil, the new one. He's trying to bring down Netanyahu in Israel right at the present time. He wants to bring down Boris Johnson in England. He's against the wild cards.
Yeah, and he's actually committing treason. Now, the guy is really an American citizen. He's got dual citizenship. So I guess we could ask the question, as one of the Fox News researchers asked, how come nobody's in prison yet?
We don't know what that term means anymore, Stuart. Used to, treason meant what it said, treason, and sedition meant sedition. But we have a lawless government now, and for us to try to actually obey the laws, not us, but the government and the system to obey the laws and be lawful is too much to ask anymore.
Well, it'd probably make them insane if they actually had to follow the law. They wouldn't be able to stand that at all.
Let me read something real quick, Stuart.
Yes,
this is real interesting. I would like your opinion on this. This is from a 2010 book called The Seventh Angel by Jeff Edwards. Let me read this. This is a number of years before Trump, actually. But he wrote this ahead of time. It's in his novel. Listen to how he describes America in the future and a situation that is provoking World War III. Listen, he says, the American news industry was not the voice of the common people as that country's founding fathers had intended. It had become a self-important, money-hungry conglomerate peddling the worst sort of sensationalist garbage to the unknowing masses. And the people didn't realize that things should be any different because this filth-slinging gossip machine was all they ever saw. Where are we at, Stuart? Does that accurately describe 2019 in America?
Yeah, it sure does. It reminds me of that 1800 novel about Trump's boy. Remember?
Yeah, Barron.
Barron Trump, and the address was New York, and he lived in a tower. I don't know how you figure that one out unless they know how to time travel or he got glitched and jumped into the future. I mean, that's a couple-hour program all by itself, time travel, and its ramifications. Here's one that is kind of dangerous for people on the West Coast, as you were talking about how they're racing all the earthquakes and all that sort of thing. Temperatures in the Pacific Ocean have shot up to dangerous levels, and scientists are blaming a strange anomaly. Now, we got a word from somebody who was swimming off the coast, I think, of California. Maybe it was Oregon. Remember, he could hear the water boiling. And it was very warm, very hot. Something is really going on. It says it's being called the Pacific Maritime Heat Wave of 2019, and officials are warning that it could have very frightening implications if it does not dissipate. What do you think?
Yeah, what I think, Stuart, is, have you ever watched the movie Dante's Peak?
Yes. Yep, folks, that's a good movie. It's kind of old now, but, okay, here's what it says. Right now, there is a vast expanse of water stretching from northern Alaska all the way to southern California, where the water temperatures have rapidly risen to very dangerous levels. The only thing that can make that happen is magma rising, right? Or am I being a tinfoil hat guy?
No, you're not being tinfoil hat at all. They've actually put some underwater devices there, and they found seamounts, volcanic seamounts, and they're not telling anybody. You're not getting the word. And that's why it's not the sun heating the water up. You got volcano magma very close
down
to the surface off the coast.
Yeah, and I think that's what's happening to the Greenland ice caps. I was reading an article some time ago where the under under the ice rivers are just increasing as the melt's increasing. And, of course, that's volcanic activity down below. It's heating it up, melting the water. Folks, if you go into the Bible, it more or less indicates that volcanism is going to be one of the big, big issues that practically eliminates humanity. And you'll find the same thing in the book of Enoch as well. And I guess you could tie that into the destroyer. You could tie that into solar anomalies. Or, you know, they're talking about an ice age coming. But the Bible indicates, and of course it may turn into that, but before that happens, men are scorched with fire. And the sun gives off 7 times the light it does now, and the moon becomes as bright as the sun. Now, I know Stan Deo has said he thinks that's kind of an instantaneous thing. I don't know. If it isn't, it's going to get pretty warm on Earth before it goes blank. But anyway, I thought I should mention that because look at this stretch. Northern Alaska all the way down to Southern California.
Yeah, the whole
isn't that interesting? Yeah, go
the
ahead.
The whole western coast, all the way from the bottom of South America all the way to the top of Alaska, is rattling. And unless you go to that website now, the one I just talked to you about, I posted that today, by the way, you're not going to see the full level of earthquake activity that we're having. But listen, the west coast people, they better keep an ear to the ground, because I got a call from my buddy, you know, in California, and he says, my desk is rattling, my TV's rattling, and I can feel it under my feet. And he's a sensitive that he hears them in frequencies and has already warned something's coming, but he's sitting there feeling it, the ground shaking, and guess what? Only RSOEDDIS was posting earthquakes in his area, California. The rest of them were not. So, Stuart, people don't know.
Yeah, they're lying. But I know Dr. Doom, Major Ed Dames, told people, get off both coasts. Get off both coasts if you want to live. There's bad times. Remember the bots and their ocean disease as well as their sun disease. Really, okay, let's get into while we still got a little time here. I love this thing that Barry Rothman did on John Bolton. He's got this cartoon. I'll try to explain as best I can to the people. It's a picture of Bolton as security advisor. He's got a cook hat on. He's got a spoon in his hand. And then he's got John Bolton's recipes for Iran and North Korea. Behind him is a nuclear bomb going off. And he says, we begin with large mushrooms. So, I don't know. Here are the words, though. John Bolton, war, Korea, Iran, Chinese, Kim, bluff, president. What do you make of the word bluff?
Well, I looked pretty closely, and, of course, that Torah code's not finished yet, but the interesting thing is Barry wasn't sure where that word bluff fit in. He didn't know if Bolton was maybe bluffing Trump or bluffing these other powers that could start a war. He's not sure where that comes in.
Kind of interesting. And the other one he's got is on Dorian, hurricane, stationary, Dorian, Bahamas, 5, the terrible, 1,000, Abaco. Now, I was listening to one of the Fox ladies that was out there in the Bahamas, and she said she can't understand why the death toll is where it is, and the people living there can't understand why the government is so lying about all this, because I think they got the death toll at 44. It should be closer to probably 3, maybe even 4,000 people have lost their lives. They're finding dead bodies everywhere. Have you heard anything from the latest on that, Larry?
Not other than once they start removing the debris. They say bodies are everywhere under that debris. And what's the odds that a Torah code that was embedded in the Torah when it was written could specify not only the hurricane, the type of storm, but that it becomes stationary over the Bahamas, a location especially called Abaco, and that it would be a Category 5, and its name is Dorian, and it's the terrible, and there's 1,000 maybe missing. You can't figure the odds. That's incredible.
Yeah, I know the mayor out there said thousands are dead, he thought. Hopefully that's not true, but it's bad. Q alert, Europe, early snowfall in September and already getting snow in the high country of Montana in the Beartooth region already in September. Heads up, there's all kinds of things going on, folks. Prepare yourselves for an early and a very harsh winter. You had an encounter with an elderly woman. Could you repeat what she said to you? Because you're down south. You're way south.
Yeah, I'm down here south, and it's hot and humid, almost 100 every day, and the humidity is incredible. And I went into a local little store. There was an older woman that was doing the cash register, and she told me, she said, "Honey," she said, "you better get ready for winter." She said, "I can tell you, I've been here a long time, and I know the weather and what it feels like." And she said, "you better get your propane and your get ready for winter. This is going to be a bad year." She said, "it's coming early, and you better be ready." And, Stuart, I'm not too sure. I wasn't hearing the Lord almost with that one.
I think you probably were, yeah, because we've got leaves turning here already, and it's cold and nasty. No. It's going both ways, hot and cold. But, everything is showing us up here bad, bad winter. The Farmer's Almanac says bad, bad winter. Long, cold, lots of snow. Here's an interesting one. Doomsday weapon readied in preparation for political revolution to completely transform America. Now, this is that ne'er-do-well, erstwhile sort of fall. A foreboding new Security Council report circulating in the Kremlin, gravely noting that Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan has broken his silence to shockingly reveal that the United States sent 30,000 truckloads of weapons into Syria, a revelation met with it further being discovered that Pentagon contractor Alien Tech Systems, LLC, bought 100,000 mortar shells and delivered them to radical ISIS terrorists in Yemen for the needs of the U.S. government. What is going on there, Larry? I mean, obviously, we're not being told anything, and it seems like Russia is getting ready in case Hillary or somebody else wins, and they're getting ready for war.
Well, Stuart, we were on the, their information has already leaked out that before Trump stepped into the doorway and stuck his foot in it, that the deep state was already planning on a preemptive attack possibly on Russia. This, and the plans had been in play for years. They just couldn't get it together. So Putin's not stupid. He knows if the the powerhouses come back in, the New World Order, Putin is a wild card, and he knows that they're going to bring him down if they can. So if you were Putin and you saw Trump being drugged to the ground and removed, that would be a good time to strike, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it sure would. It says here, political revolution to completely transform America, a socialist, basically communist revolution, however, that will be quickly met with Russia's special purpose nuclear submarine, the Belgorod, first basic carrier of the feared and undefeatable Poseidon nuclear underwater drone torpedo that has now been ordered to enter sea trials as of June and commissioned 3 months later, September, thus giving it enough time to catastrophically damage the U.S. with its 200 megaton nuclear doomsday device should these godless socialists win over President Trump in November of 2020, but whom Russia will never allow to ascend to power.
Hey, Stuart, I don't know if you can hear me. Somebody is scrambling you or trying to block what you're saying.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I could hardly hear you at all. You may want to read that again because somebody's trying to block you saying that.
Okay. Did you get the silence to reveal the 30,000 truckloads?
And they're still trying to block you. They're trying to block you.
Okay. Well, folks, there you go. You think you're a free country? You people think you're free? You're the furthest thing from a free country. And as long as everybody just sits back, twiddling their thumbs, you're going to be in a FEMA camp. You're going to be tortured and killed because you won't do anything to stop this stuff. I think they're a bunch of cowards, myself, Larry. I don't think they have the guts to sit up and do something about all this. And as I've said before, I think the Lord holds the American people, not the rulers, accountable. And he's going to allow the rulers to take care of those Christians, apostates, and then he's going to take care of deep state. That's the way it's always been done, and that's the way it's going to be done again. John Bolton, any last word you'd like to say about John Bolton other than what we already covered?
Not really. I was going to mention I had sent you something by the Watchman Channel called a video, America, yeah. A Nation Begging for Destruction.
Really?
Yeah, I think I saw part of that. Yeah, it's very interesting, and it looks like we fit the picture.
Oh, yeah. No, we are begging for destruction. There are so many things going on in America that are so ungodly, anti-Christ, anti-God, let alone, if you don't want to believe Jesus was the Messiah, anti-God to the core. And the American people think they're going to be, saved? And America's the great nation? I got news for everybody listening. You are in the Matrix. And if you won't do what Jesus Christ told you to do, you're going to die in the matrix. And I can word it this way. You're going to die in your sins. It's the way it is. Nothing I can say about it. Nothing I can do about it. It's what the Lord says. And that goes for all you deep state people that are monitoring all this. You're going to die in your sins. I guarantee it. 100%. I fear no contradiction from the Lord Jesus Christ, God the Father, or the Holy Ghost, for what I have told you about the Matrix, about how salvation really works. And I fear absolutely no contradiction from any of the Godhead for that. This is the way it is, folks. And you can take it or you can leave it. As I said on the Art Bell Show a long, long time ago, Jesus Christ did not come down here with a pair of Uzis on his hips to force you to accept what he said you had to do. And this business of saying that Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John all belong in the Old Testament is so ridiculous, I can't imagine anybody believing any of it. But then again, we are in an age of rank apostasy. Any final word, Larry?
Well, I would just tell people to keep an eye open. We're in a really strange time frame, Stuart, in September.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're in trouble, folks. And it's just a question of when it's really going to start. I'm sure the people in Bahamas say it's already has started, and I would have to agree with them. This nation is in serious, serious trouble with the Lord. And they don't recognize it. They will never recognize it. And so the punishment has to continue. Anyway, thanks for everybody listening. And I don't know. What do you think, Larry? by the way, I won't. There will be no show on Friday night. I got too much to do, but I'll try and get back to everybody on Monday or Wednesday. And let's see. Okay, I guess that's about it. If anything breaks, Larry, follow Larry's blog. He's got all that out. So, anyway, thanks a lot, everyone. Thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on, and we'll see you later on.